sugar mama.
Bodies of water find a way to flow.
I feel like a girl.
God is wild.
Welcome to 2002 and This Way Out, the International Lesbian and Gay Radio Magazine. I'm Greg Gordon. Our news wrap colleagues are taking some time off to celebrate the new year, but they'll be back next week to bring us up to date on some of the major news in or affecting the queer community. On this special program, we invite you to enjoy a melodious review of some of the best out music of the past 12 months, as selected by the hosts of our award-winning monthly audiophile segment, Chris Wilson and J.D. Doyle.
Georgia, the song of you is as sweet and clear as moonlight through the pines. I said, Georgia, Georgia, the whole day through, just an old sweet song, keeping Georgia on my mind.
The mesmerizing, soulful voice of Gwen Avery was a soothing comfort in the year 2001. Although it has been a tumultuous year in many aspects of our lives, we have been enriched by the many talented out, gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgendered artists sharing their music with us. Hi, I'm J.D. Doyle.
I'm Chris Wilson, and you're listening to our special year-in-review edition of Audiophile. We had the pleasant job of considering the wonderful variety of musicians and musical styles represented in our shows for the past year. As always, narrowing them down to a select few was indeed a difficult task, but we're featuring seven uniquely talented artists for this year-end special.
First up is Gwen Avery. In 1977, a record album was released in response to the homophobic politics of Anita Bryant. It was entitled Lesbian Concentrate, and Avery delivered one of the standout performances on that memorable collection.
I wanna be your sugar mama.
Sugar Mama debuted on the Lesbian Concentrate album, but this year Avery updated it, and it has now become her signature song as well as the title of her very first solo album.
For more information about Gwen Avery and her CD Sugar Mama, check out her website at www.gwenavery.com.
Our second featured artist was also on that Lesbian Concentrate album back in 1977. Chris Williamson is one of the founders of the women's music movement, and her music continues to be a source of inspiration.
Her new release is called Ashes.
I will surrender. I will let you go. This dream so tender. All the heaven hold. I will not work my will against the ice and snow. And no one loves you, I will let you go. Forever chained, we make the turn. Forever chained, and still the candle burns in the little room where I will always.
This is Williamson's first solo album in 10 years, and the first since the end of her very public relationship with musician Tret Fury.
We dive down into feeling, and we come up friends. We dive down into feeling on the blue.
This is a thoughtful album, an album of recovery, with the very obvious symbolism of a phoenix rising from those ashes. And it sounds like she's ready to be in that driver's seat.
Find out more about Chris Williamson and her new album, Ashes, at her website at www.chriswilliamson.com. That's C-R-I-S, Williamson.com.
Grant King's new CD, Bodies of Water, quietly explores the emotions of love, loss, and isolation, and at the same time feels like an old friend.
When words and waves break over me, it gets tough to breathe while thrashing through our whirlpool. What do I believe? I believe it's love, and I believe it's true. Do you believe? Like a spring of sweet champagne, my flat path and its troubles are pouring down the drain. I believe it's love, and I believe it's true. Do you believe? Do you believe it?
King's album is wonderfully romantic and utterly hopeful. He is a New York artist and a member of Out Music, an organization promoting gay and lesbian artists. Many of them join him on the album's finale, which is the title track.
Late night drive over these bodies of water, distant lights racing the moon haven't caught her. Here we are laughing together in this big old car, traveling fast, where maybe that far off star. On the way to who knows where, away we go. Bodies of water find a way to flow. All night driving love affair, where to who knows. Bodies of water find a way to flow. Silver lights shining on a rainy highway. Purple clouds in a mist on the red bay. And now we fly, little girl light against the darkening sky. Muddy roads sneak between the fields of wet and dry. On the way to someplace new, here we go. Bodies of water find a way to flow. Fast we can in a rainstorm, visibility zero.
You can learn more about Grant King and his latest CD, Bodies of Water, at www.nomoresecrets.com. That's www.knowmoresecrets.com.
Margie Adams, singer-songwriter. I want to say thanks for This Way Out. This magazine didn't exist in 1984 when I came off the road, and it's a thrill now that I'm back performing again to know that this show exists and is broadcasting lesbian and gay music and culture all over the world.
This is Chris Wilson. I'm here with J.D. Doyle, and you're listening to a special year-end edition of Audiophile. Prolific singer, songwriter, and activist Margie Adam is back with her eighth album entitled Avalon.
Avalon, from the mist you called me. Avalon, just beyond where I can see.
Avalon includes a tribute to Carole King, the first time Margie has recorded a song other than her own.
Tonight you're mine completely. You give your love so sweetly. Tonight the light of love is in your eyes, but will you love me tomorrow? Is this a lasting treasure?
music can also paint landscapes without words, as heard on this update of Waves, originally from her 1980 album, Naked Keys.
Find out more about Margie Adam and Avalon at www.margieadam.com. That's www.margieadam.com.
Singer, songwriter, and storyteller Mark Islam's latest CD is called The Fine Print.
She's on top of the charts in heavy rotation, won every award, every major nomination. Her overnight success took 10 years to achieve. Not long ago, she couldn't get arrested. Now the honor of her presence is requested by senators, prime ministers, by royalty, and she. Made herself the center of the action. You think she'd find some satisfaction? Is the gold ever gold enough? Is the cup ever hold enough? Is it the Midas touch or beginner's luck or just gilded rust? The gold ever gold enough.
Each of the songs on The Fine Print offers a different musical portrait of life in Los Angeles.
Nameless strangers, faceless lovers, primal hunger, unlike any other. Human touch for release. No, it drives to extremes. And I don't feel guilty. I don't feel shame. There's no angel to thank, no devil to blame. I've drawn from the well of loneliness. Though it's baptism water, just my faith. And sanctifies and purifies from a source that never dries. Just looking for some connection. Disregarding any deception.
Mark Islam is part musical journalist and part troubadour, and we're glad he shares with us what he sees.
For more information about Mark Islam's The Fine Print, check out his website at www.markislam.com.
With such singing songwriting credits as At 17, Society's Child, and Jesse, and 9 Grammy nominations to her credit, Janisian continues to capture audiences with her latest CD, God and the FBI.
days like these, when the rain won't fall and the sky is so dry that even birds can't call, I can feel your tears disappearing in the air. Carried on the breeze in days like these. It's years like these that make a young man old, bend his back against the promises that life should hold. They can make him wise, they can drive him to his knees. Ain't nothing comes for free in days like these. But you can't reap what you don't sow, and you can't plant in hollow ground. So let us fill this empty earth with hope until the rains come down.
And in addition to the thoughtful songs, this album can also rock.
Has a great website where you can learn more about her latest release, God and the FBI, and all her albums and writings. It's at www.janiceian.com.
Brooklyn's Dave Hall followed up his first two folk albums with a quieter, more reflective look at his life as a contemporary gay man. The CD is called True.
His was a lover's eye, deeper than winter, wide as the sky and as blue. Looking for something he couldn't see, turning instead to look straight at me and through. His tears would rise at each dawn and night, die again at the first gray light, like on one that I loved and one that I knew. I knew him and I loved him truly. I knew him, I knew him, and I believe he knew me too. One that I loved.
Dave Hall's album, True, contains one of the songs from the past year that J.D. and I especially admire. It's called God is Wide.
So my brother says God is a flat-butted, crew-cutted linebacker, a macho babe hijacker, panting at the line of scrimmage. He makes God in his own image, and I don't begrudge him that. But here's this God who hates all fags, Jews, Hindus, and kids in rags. The Bible can thump like a big bass drum till every single sacred cow comes home. I know where that's at. God is wide. God is wide. God is wide. You can't get around to the other side. can outrun them and can shop can hide. So my brother says, say what you will, and I don't really care what you do. It's your life and it's up to you. And then he blinks his eye, which is true sky blue, puts his arm around his daughter, turns the music to, jumps and cheers and his team rocks. Then there's the garden with open eyes. He's the god of the family farms, inhabits the fields and the flowers and the barns, smiles when the missus dines, her husband sighs. God is wise. God is wise. God is wise. You can't get around to the other side. You can't outrun it. Shock can't hide. So my brother says, you know that I don't like to fight, but I think I know what's wrong for what's right. Whatever some people may do or say, you can't tell me it's okay, it ain't no way to be. And there's the God who lives in every tree. She's the one who created me. Easter waking up the spring. I'm not sure to whom I should sing or from whom I should flee. God is wise.
For more information about Dave Hall and his album True, visit his website at www.giuseppejoe.com. That's GIUSEPPEJOE.com.
And that's it for this special Year in Review edition of Audiophile. We would like to thank our co-producer, Christopher David Trenton, for helping to make Audiophile possible.
You can write to us at Post Office Box 429, Sunland, California, 91041. Or online at info@audiophile.org. That's info@audiofile.org. This is J.D. Doyle.
And I'm Chris Wilson. Keep listening.